Are these listed on here? Are these listed on here? All right, it is 7 o'clock on Monday, November the 9th. I hereby call this meeting to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I invite everyone in the audience to please join me for a salute to
the flag. I salute allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Councilman Blazer.
Here.
Councilman Kaczmarowski is absent.
Yes, he is going to be absent. Okay. Texted me last week.
Councilwoman Slitlick.
Here.
Council President Strauss.
Here.
And Mayor White.
Here. Thank you very much. I'll now open the floor for public comments for items that are listed upon the agenda only. Are there any members of the public to come forward and speak about any items that are on the agenda? Seeing no movement, close the public comment session, and we shall move into the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items that anyone wishes to pull from the consent agenda? Anyone in the audience want to pull anything? And Ms. Connor, I think we caught the edits that I provided on the minutes.
We'll have one, so.
Okay, good. And in that case, may I have a motion?
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor White?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Very good. Our next item is an appointment. This is an appointment that is by the mayor. It is for a vacancy that we have on the Environmental Commission in the position of chairperson, Ms. Ms. Ambrose is decided to step down. So the Environmental Commission had suggested Mr. Caballero to join us as the chair. He's already the chairperson of the Green Team. He's done an excellent job organizing and running the Green Team. We're now certified, and many thanks to the efforts of that Green Team for that, for our bronze certification. So all very good stuff. And for the remainder of this year, and I anticipate doing so again in January, we'll appoint Mario to position of chair. So thank you for joining us this evening. Do you want to say anything? Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to reports. Councilman Blazer.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it quick. Planning board, the meeting that was scheduled for Monday, November 9th, was canceled. Lack of agenda. I think there will be one on Monday, the 24th. I think there's a few things pending, but we'll see. It sort of all depends what line. If the stars align, people get their stuff done. Sewage Authority had their regular monthly meeting last Thursday, November 3rd. Probably two items of interest. They did allocate 4,425 gallons per day to BOTEC, so that's moved through the planning board process. It now has sewage. That's equal to the amount of water they got from the town of Clinton, so sort of what comes in goes out. They did introduce their budget, though right before they had amended right before they introduced it, because they got word of their pension increase from the state that exceeded their assumption. They handled the increase from their surplus was $8,000, which is a lot for a small authority with two employees. So it didn't change really anything, but of course it changed the budget, didn't change the allocation of the rate payers. They had the hearing, the budget was passed. They'll do the rate hearing, I think probably in January when they do that. And they'll have their next meeting in December on the 8th. The Finance Committee, our wonderful acting administrator, kicked off the budget process, sent out a great budget memo to the department heads. They got the process, the goals, et cetera. We'll get stuff back. Then we'll be the sausage making, putting the round hole in the square peg, and all that ugliness will ensue.
Especially when we face down our health
and pension increases now. So we will have to deal with both of those, which I think will be a challenge. In all honesty, they're big numbers. We're not alone. Everyone in the state is facing it, but that actually doesn't give me solace. But, you know, it's us. The final thing I have is I haven't given a report in a while. Well, Councilman Strauss and I have a report in a while. For the Cannabis Subcommittee, we were appointed, 16 months ago when we wisely opted out because the regulations hadn't been put in place by the CRC. They are in place now. More to the point, there's a local resident who we've met with a few times who's expressed some interest in seeing if the township would be interested in pursuing a micro-license. So a micro-license is essentially a small business licensed by the CRC, by the state, with, you know, restrictions as to size, 2,500 square feet, no more than 10 employees, half of which must be local. It has to be owned by certain minority owners, has to be owned by someone in the adjacent town. So there's somewhat restrictions around it. I think Mark and I, and I'll let Mark, Council President Strauss speak for himself, we think it might be of interest to have this individual come in, maybe do a working session with council, talk about what he sees as the pros to the township about this. We've been very open with him saying, hey, we opted out, long process, a conversation is simply that, a conversation. There's no commitment to doing anything or not doing anything. But my recommendation would be we should have the conversation. We owe that to the public.
That happened sooner or later.
Neighboring towns are doing it. We know that Flemington Borough has licensed 2 dispensaries already, so it's happening locally. The only one that's open nearby that I know of is in Phillipsburg, but the ones in Flemington are within the next few months, apparently, you know, whatever construction time frame is.
What I meant is going to happen sooner or later, that we're going to have a discussion with someone who wants to pursue something here in the township.
Yeah, I think so, and I think we've met with this guy, Mark, and I think he's pretty credible, pretty knowledgeable. Yeah. I think he'd be able to give his perspective to the township, which is well-informed, and then, you know, we'll walk away, have our own perspective and advice from council and everything else, because there's many steps in doing this. We've been very helpful with it. I mean, we've opted out, so opting in is a matter of just saying naturally opt in, and one opens, there's a process, a zoning process, having criteria, how many licenses, and on and on.
And selecting how you want to opt in.
Yeah, but it's just the opting in once you're in
for 5 years.
Well, but you can opt in with narrowly opt in.
Correct.
You can opt into like only certain type of licenses, only certain number of licenses. And then through zoning, we have a say as to where it would go, hours of operation. But, I mean, there are certain things that are governed by the CRC regulations, but there are certain things that we go through as we get closer that are very much in the purview of the township. I was just on a call, a CRC webinar for municipalities last week, which was pretty good. And they really fleshed things out more and more, I think. The regulations are clearer. Whether we like them or not, could be another question. But at least we know what we're dealing with at this point, where 16 or 18 months ago, we didn't know. They weren't in place. Now they've been in place for, I guess, almost a year. A little over a year of the regulations. They started granting licenses in April. So there's not a long track record of stuff that's occurred. But they started. So my recommendation is it's time to at least have a discussion without making any commitments. But I told him it's the will of council and whether people are willing to have it or not.
Definitely have the public here.
Well, that's why I prefer a working session. My view would be we agenda it as a working session. We try to let people know and get public input. That would be important to me. I would like to really hear what people think.
Very
we know legalization passed in the township rather heavily. Whether that says they want the actual use, the zoning use of the township, could be a different question. I don't know that answer.
The specific.
So there's a 6 different kind of uses.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, running all the way from growing to dispensary with delivery in between and labs and.
But what I'm just curious is if we were to pursue whatever this is,
right,
will we have people growing and.
No.
You know,
yeah.
You can pick which of the classes and categories of license,
right,
you want to issue.
And how many licenses?
How many?
Okay.
What type? So we set that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The township
set that. Okay.
Yeah.
You choose what you want to be in and if you want to be out of. But if, once you're in, you've got to be locked in. So.
Exactly.
You have 5 years before you can make any changes in any existing businesses.
Right. And a good way to control that is you don't really grant many licenses, so they're not just going to start hanging around. And if you decide to grant licenses, you need to talk about selection criteria and all of that, how you do it. Decisions need to be made whether we opt into the municipal tax, which you get to 2% of the sales, which then becomes a collection thing for the township. There's kind of a lot of issues to go through, but the first issue is sort of, are we interested in opting in any sense of the word?
I guess we really need to throw this person. If you guys like sort of weeded this out and you're
As Councilman Glazer said, shortly after this referendum being passed, and you know what we did here, the mayor tasked Phil and I to be a subcommittee and get together with any potential, whether it's members of the community or, and you did. And as Bill said, we made it clear that we're not in support of it. We are in support of it moving for a public opinion and us. To look at, because as you said, it was a high vote back then. So, we're full of it tonight. Yeah, that's not what I meant. So, a large vote, we'll say. So, so we want to bring it back and full transparency, not only with the public and the council as always, but with the person. We would do that. Follow through with what we said. So.
What do you think the time frame is going to be?
I wouldn't do anything during the holidays. So
if that's the agenda, I would say we have
to January, February, or something.
Right, in January for urbanization, late January, realistically. Yeah. Just in fairness, because this is hard to get.
I would not do that at every.
No, I agree.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
And it needs to be couched that that is not a. That's a a work session is not a
no decision maker that we had, right?
Because the last time we've had discussions on this is when I think it was coming up to pass our resolution.
Yes.
And we were via Zoom then, and right. Remember there was people on both sides. Yeah. Due diligence done, and I think that we should move forward. With listening.
With the listening.
Right,
correct.
Yes.
So okay. I will go back to him and I'll say we'd be willing to have a working session. I'll tell him what the working session would be, scheduled for January, February, and then we'll flesh out details. Yeah. We'll get closer to that work for him.
Yeah.
Perfect. Good. Sorry to take so much time for
that. I appreciate your legwork on that.
Yeah.
I'm done. Sorry. Fine.
All right. Environmental met November 3rd, and as we know, Mario is our new chair, and we appointed Jeff to be the vice chair. We moved our next meeting to December 8th because our chair and vice chair will be out of town. We had some discussions about this, would you call it a holding container at Beaverbrook?
It's part of an old dam.
Dam's on the left.
Yeah, but I think the water ran into it or whatever. It's a holding.
It's a holding.
Yeah,
yeah.
Holding. Water holding.
So just looking at the safety issue, Open Space spent a lot of time investigating getting the litter removed, appliances, I should say, doing something with this thing, and it just went around in circles, and we decided it was going to be more trouble than it was worth, but we still have the safety concern, so the environmental was brought up. I think you were going
to... I have not had a chance to connect with her, but it's on my list, as is to discuss this with the administrator.
Okay, all right. We were throwing options around. When I talked to the chair, I spoke to Mike about fencing and other options, but no matter what you do down there, it's very environmentally sensitive.
Right.
The seaborne stream, the wetlands, so any kind of machinery...
Right.
And it's very narrow, so it's just like a whole bunch of things that you have to think about.
Does that predate this one in the group? So does that change it? We'd be careful anyways. I don't know if that changes anything.
If
I don't remember that.
Grass, you need permits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All on wetlands.
I even questioned.
It's not a simple process.
No.
How did people
so far we haven't had
back there? Backyard. It backs up to folks' houses.
Yeah,
I'm sure who lived in David Post or who owned
that,
or the farmer who owned that property. And I'm talking not current residents of David Post, years ago.
Yeah.
And whoever lived in that farm, I mean, you saw it at the prospect site. They dumped it all down in by the creek. So.
Oh, it's not to that level by any means. There's just a lot of appliances, but it's deep and there's water in it, and it's we've looked at every angle and we're sort of stuck here, so.
There's an EDEP funding for cleaning up stuff like that.
County had cleanup funding, but we, it's, again, it's a matter of getting the right.
Yeah, how to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
We talked about the budget. It seems, you know, throwing things around that we're probably just going to ask for the same amount as we did last year.
And just for the record, the open space budget permits the use of up to half of the open space tax levy for maintenance and improvements of township owned open space. It does not require us to use all half. We have not historically used even close to it.
Right.
Most of the open space tax does go to, it goes to paying off debt service for prior bonds to acquire open space. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to clarify that when the open space committee is asking for money.
Oh, this is environmental.
Oh, that's environmental.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We just have our little $1,500 that we asked for.
No, yeah, that's
I'll get to open space.
That's fine.
Doug Pakoda is spearheading this project about testing salt levels in our water.
Mm-hmm.
The Hunterdon County Environmental Science Environmental Academy, I had to write that down to make sure I got that right, will be partnering with us and probably doing some of the testing for us. So we don't have any locations identified yet, and there's a couple training sessions that we're going to do. But I think that might be interesting, basically, you know, the salt coming off the road into our front.
So he's
excited about that. He's talked about it for about, gosh, a year now. So, yeah, it is. Let's see. That's all I have. Green Team met November 1st, and I was unable to attend if Mary wants to say anything. I know we were reviewing the task for 2023 that you want to complete, and Brian, you sent me some emails about pedestrian assessment and bicycle assessment from Cannondale Beaver Avenue from Mass Street to Belvedere.
I've been discussing it with the Go Hunter, and as has the Green Team. So
Allison?
Allison Grantham,
yes.
Who is a resident of Beaver Ave.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned at the last meeting that the beginning of the year, I tasked the engineer with taking a look at Beaver Avenue and how we can improve pedestrian and bicycle traffic on that road with the patchwork quilt we've got of sidewalks. And we've been applying for grants for a number of years unsuccessfully, so we need to do something different. So that's this will be a good effort, I think.
I know you've been involved with the sidewalk issue for quite some time. So,
what was the county's position on that? I know you talked to the county on and off. But
we had a meeting before I was a member of an elected body with the county over a decade ago, and they were not really interested in any improvements along Beaver Avenue. Since then, a new commissioner board has taken over, and as you all know, they reduced the speed limit on Beaver Avenue to 25, and they were much more cooperative. The administrator has provided me with some information on what they've done in Frenchtown in collaboration with the municipality to get some traffic calming measures. So I think we've got a much better chance now, but it needs to be focused so that it's successful and then it's funded.
Definitely, your guidance would be appreciated since you've been there.
Yeah. Happy to.
Good.
Happy.
I know. This is like one of the things.
I'm clearing stuff off my list, so I'm hoping to have more time for it.
Okay. Good.
Was that on page one of your book from 10 years ago?
It's still on page one of this one, I think.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay, so November 2nd was the other walk at the Arboretum we had with the county that was successful, and our next one's December 10th. At the Arboretum and Evergreen Walk and Swag Project, and I'm dealing with the county now as far as picking classes for next year. Probably going to do, I don't know if I'm going to do every month, but try to do every month. Maybe the winter off, January, February. And I was hoping, I talked to you about the proclamation for the Green Team.
Yeah, I was hoping to write it this week, and I just hadn't.
Well, I had reached out to Sustainable New Jersey thinking that they would have, a sample or something. I
can draft one. It's not a problem.
I mean, I just don't want to forget
it. My computer's been down. So
okay, all right.
It's on my list.
All right, so maybe, the December meeting?
We'll do it at this December meeting. We'll have to make Mario come back in.
Cool. Okay, open space meant October 27th. We do not have a November meeting, and our next meeting will be December 15th. Wendy and Prospect had their markers reglazed. The signs that had were the wrong size should be shipped to us the beginning of next week. So DPW just needs to put that in, and they also put the sign in at Beaverbrook, so, or the frame for the sign. So hopefully that'll go smoothly. Cross your fingers. I believe the ash has been removed from Kramer's Creek, and now we need an ash removed at Woody Acres. There's a large ash that's right over the bridge. That bridge goes, so we need to take care of that. I think Les is taking care of that right now. I'm going to meet with Scott Hender eventually. I don't have a date about looking at some of the ash trees over at Woody Acres. There's a few sections. Looking at the other parcels, I don't see a lot of ash other than what we took down over Kramer's Creek.
Yeah.
Prospect East isn't too bad. There's a lot of oaks, beech over there. Hackett's really not too bad, so I think Wendy might be it as far as, you know, safety on trails and things like that. I had a walk postponed with the forester over at Wendy Acres. I want to do a bulk tree planting over there. So she's going to go out there and show me the proper areas to look. We're talking about some land acquisitions, the Allerton parcel, we're looking at that. Our focus is to try to save every penny for a land acquisition, and Mike's really going to be...
That was what I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're trying to, minimize any kind of expenditures so we can not waste some money. We don't know what's going to happen over here. It's nice to have some money aside. And I'm just throwing this out there. We don't need to discuss it, but I'm just saying that the disc golf is very successful.
Yeah.
We're going to do a ribbon cutting in a clinic on November 19th with Matt LaCourte. He's the one who designed it, and he does these types of things, so he'll be there with the discs and showing residents how to do it. The parking lot's big enough now. I'm just saying down the road, I'm already hearing rumors of making more baskets. So.
Yeah, we're going to park that program.
I'm just saying, I'm not discussing it, but I'm just saying down the road, it's going to be.
Somebody's going to ask.
Thank you. You worded it perfectly.
Sure.
And that's it for me.
Very well. Very good.
Amy, can you just send an email or text about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the Clinton Township Board of Education, I attended the strategic planning kickoff event, which was last Thursday the 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at Clinton Township Middle School. That was a group working session. It was very informative and nice to see folks in the community involved in the education process. Coffee with the superintendent dates are for next week, Wednesday, November 16th, which is virtual, and in-person date on Thursday, November 17th, and registration is required, which can be done through the website. The next board meeting is Monday, December 12th, 7:30. Historical Preservation Commission, the November meeting was canceled, and the next meeting is in December, and the date and time and location to be announced. For public safety, I saw the letter of offer went out, so that's great. So they're moving forward with their hiring process. I see the speed survey was
being done on Beaver Avenue, or got approved to be done.
It is being done. Yeah. To go back to the higher, he's signed it and sent it back. All
right, good.
So we'll have a new officer starting early December 18th.
Yeah.
Chief DeRosa stated that he's still continuing with traffic enforcement with residential speeding complaints and targeting areas that
Potterstown seems to be a big target.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of complaints from Potterstown that both the mayor of Reddington and I received a couple weeks ago. So I give the chief a lot of credit. He's on top of it. We're going to try to get some more of those speed signs.
The one has been positioned outside the front of your house for a while.
Yeah,
that's the Reddington side.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous, 30 miles an hour.
Halloween Safe Night Out was a successful event.
I'm sorry, I couldn't edit it out.
So that was good. The weather held out right till the end. Chief DeRosa, you've now got the reports to everyone. I had a chance to review them. I saw the new vehicle memo.
Yeah. That will be addressed next meeting, late December.
What's the administrative vehicle for the police?
Fire. Still waiting for the approval for the electrical work at Station 1, as the mayor and I discussed. Like I said, we do some
quotes for an apple.
Quotes, right. Yeah. Yeah,
so they have to get the quotes revised. So Jay is at the DW is right now.
Seems like we're making progress with the drainage issues at Station 2. And luckily, there was nothing with the one issue, but just, yeah.
We're just about make sure that it's getting cleaned out.
Yes, that's all. That's all. Fire calls for service to date, as of yesterday, have exceeded 2021's calls, so they're EMS funding for that. So the emails about the funding for the new ambulance.
That's going to be a bit of a now that Administrator Close is back, I'm going to have to address that with him, because it may be that the plan he had established at the beginning of the year, and probably going back to two administrators ago for this, may not be viable. So we'll have to just from a proper way of doing these sorts of things. So we may have to call an article, but it'll get taken care of. I'm just not sure.
Okay. The report from OEM, and I don't know if you got to see it on the commissioner's report, they had like an open house walkthrough dedication, if you will, for the new training center that the county is developing on the state property back there, which is basically at the same footprint of property as the old training center.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the report from Denise about the Concord Road. She had put out the email.
I didn't see that, but I was traveling today.
Yeah. It was from last before, so it's nothing new. But
She put it out, so the administrator advised me that it's been taken care of by the property.
Okay, good.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Yeah.
Everybody else knows. Ken Concord, grass got blown.
Well, the new owner, we're closed on it, we sold it for a pretty decent amount of money,
and then the new owner let it go out of sight, out of mind, I think. So, President Strauss reported that they cleaned up
already. Yeah, good. There's an ordinance on tonight about the streets. And the last thing was, I did complete, I thought it was spam, the online training, the cybersecurity.
You were not
alone. I'm going to do it too.
You were not alone.
It's not bad.
You were not alone.
I signed bit the bulletin. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I thought it was painful.
And then lastly, the emails that I just happened to see tonight about the truck traffic, which is an old issue.
Yeah,
for Blossom Hill, Pine Eagles,
yes,
Heather Hill, and Muirfield Lane.
But it's the issue that I expected. It's a difficult one to address, in as much as all I can do is have the chief run out. You have to mourn.
Yeah, it seemed like it might have trucks idling and maybe some negative interaction between residents and truck drivers. So.
And I'll also call. I'll read through it all, and I'll call the teacher of my office. That's a pretty decent
question.
All right. But from a legal perspective, we can't ban the trucks. So
I remember that back when they repaved the road years ago and that issue. But
And the plan is to repave Blossom Hill next year. And that was the plan at least earlier this year. So hopefully we can add the rest of that neighborhood in as well. But that's on the list.
So for me.
All right, good. For me, Rec Committee, we had a great turnout, really nice event. Council President Strauss attended. Thank you very much for the trunk or treat.
It was
very good. It was very, very good. And some of those trunks were really, really creative.
That means it.
Really creative.
And the costumes.
And the costumes as well.
Yes.
And a gorgeous day. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better day. Watch pictures. People use pickleball courts, basketball courts, they couldn't use. So it was a really nice event, nice day, nice work by the Recreation Committee and Mr. Sylvia. From a personnel perspective, Council President Strauss noted we're hiring a new officer, so that should be on for December. I appreciate your indulgence. We have a late addition tonight's agenda for a fire inspector.
Mm-hmm.
We had two departures there, so we're trying to fill gaps and enter to it as fast as we can.
Yep.
I think the part-time help we've got for Public Works is working out. We have the administrative assistant interviews lined up for second or third round of interviews for that, so that'll help off the office. And I know the administrator is working on the deputy court administrator position, which also needs to go. Lots to do, and lots going on this time of year. So, that being said, we'll move now to public hearings.
Under personnel, the mayor and I got a chance to meet one of the new Public Works employees.
You did?
At the trunk or treat event. So,
yeah.
Very nice young kid, seems to be
enthusiastic
years ago. And he had a good training person there with him that day, so.
Yeah. You learn from the best.
Yes.
It's good. Yeah, and I had a chance to meet him briefly before he started. Go get him.
Yeah,
he's good. And he's already done some of your questions.
See the Trump's up on me. I gotta get going.
And you know what? I should just remind folks, and I'll put it on my Facebook again. For right now, the leaf crews are just roaming, picking up leaves as they find them. Because the more they collect now, the fewer they have to collect once all the leaves are down, and everybody's saying, "Why haven't you gotten mine?" It's a big township, 110 miles of road in the town that we're responsible. So it's a lot of work for them. And then starting on the 15th or thereabouts, we'll start to post updates as far as where the crews are headed next and where they've completed. So I'll work with Don in the office, make sure that communication's happening from Public Works to the website. But that check the website, that should have the latest and greatest. If you're asking, that's where you should go first.
Are they doing county roads?
No. I don't know. But typically they will do some. But, for example, there are, I don't want to say yes, but something like Stanton Levin was really long and it's really dangerous in spots. I would suggest probably not. One of the things that baffles me, I'll be completely honest, I was driving down a road, unnamed, and it appeared to me that the leaves that were piled on the road came from the woods. Somebody had, in front of their house, blown the leaves out of the woods.
Yeah.
To the extent folks can compost, like I do, better. Mulch it in the ground. Compost. Anyway. Pet peeves. Move on. Public hearings. Mm-hmm. The next item on our docket is a public hearing for an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, authorizing as a general improvement the acquisition of equipment for and improvements to the Bunt Park Playground and appropriating $75,000 therefore from the Township's Capital Improvement Fund. For the sake of those in the audience, we're intending to, in the near future, a year or two, probably we'll be forced to close the Field of Dreams. It's not here yet. It's going to be open as long as we can keep it open. But in the interim between that period in which that playground is closed and the new playground on the Marukian property is open, we felt it was necessary to spruce up and add some more modern equipment at Bunt Park, which is kind of lacking as a playground. So, especially given how much that park gets used. So this will allow us to add some equipment to that playground, move some stuff around. I think it'll be a nice addition. And for the record, this is coming from capital funds. It's not borrowed money. We're not borrowing. We're spending from our savings, if you will. So any comments before I open, questions before I open public?
We discussed when you got that package. It was good proposal. It was a nice improvement.
Mm-hmm. I'll open the public hearing. Any members of the public who wish to come and comment on this ordinance? Seeing no movement, I'll close the public hearing, and then I will ask for a motion.
I'll move.
I'll second. Change it up.
Okay. Councilman Blazin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right. Our next item of business is a resolution for the transfer of funds. This is, we'll probably, if I had to guess, do even one more of these by the time the year is out.
Time of year.
Every year around November, townships find that what they budgeted in one line item is more than sufficient for what they needed, but what they budgeted in another item is not enough. And this is the period of time in which we shuffle some funds around.
Yep.
The total budget doesn't change, but line item budgets we reappropriate, if you will. So we're just moving some money to cover shortfalls in some areas that we anticipate. Any questions, comments?
It's pretty standard. We do it every year a couple times.
Might I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman
Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor
Law. Yes. This next one bothers me a lot, because I feel like I've done this one already a couple times. This is a resolution amending resolution number 49-2022, authorizing the purchase of gasoline and diesel fuel through the Morris County Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Contract number 1 for motor gasoline and contract number 12 for ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, increasing the not-to-exceed amount to $160,000. This is entirely the result of inflation,
right,
and the increase in gas prices that's been astronomical this year. And I don't think we've had to change the budget so much.
We budgeted for some inflation, whether
right.
it be enough, we'll see.
Right. So this
I think the original resolution was $125,000, so this...
To top it off to get closer to the actual spend.
I think we're hoping against hope we wouldn't see those increases.
So I think budget-wise we're okay.
Yeah.
But from the perspective of what we had allowed
right.
the departments to purchase, we have to increase it because
yes.
the cost of gas is coming.
Right. So I'll make the motion.
Thank you. Second.
Sure.
We have Councilman Switwood. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor
yes. Next, we have a resolution amending agreement for extraordinary unspecifiable services with the Canning Group, LLC, for interim acting administrator services by increasing the total contract amount from $50,000 to $85,000. I don't expect we'll need all of it, but for those who don't know, our administrator we lost an administrator around about June and have had to fill the gap. And we weren't sure for how long we would retain the services of Mr. Close, but he's been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I'm just going to say it that way.
I agree.
He's totally fantastic. So this will carry him through the end of the year. Questions, comments? I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blanger?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes. Anybody wish to move to pay the bills?
Oh, I'm making a motion.
Second.
Wish is a strong word, Brian.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the Township of Clinton to accept a subgrant award for the federal fiscal year 2022 of Emergency Management Performance Grant and Emergency Management Agency Assistance. I just want to thank the clerk for getting this on last minute. It was a little bit of a hurry, so we managed to squeeze it in, and I appreciate your patience with it, but it's to basically allow our Office of Emergency Management to accept a grant.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
So, any questions? May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switwood?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. Now have resolution authorizing the purchase of a chassis cab from National Auto Fleet Group through Sourcewell Co-op number 091521-NAF, a not-to-exceed amount of $75,303.20. I would probably, on second thought, not have, it might have made it like, I don't know, $76,000. Actually, you know what? No.
Unless you certify it for that amount.
Then I won't.
Yeah.
Then I won't. Having said that, this is a budgeted item for Public Works.
Right.
We had planned on it. It was in our capital plan.
Yeah.
Some of their trucks are really old, so this
that's
is...
That's why I was in the budget. So I'll make the motion.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Yes.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switla?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes. Now I'd like to introduce an ordinance. This was in the works for a couple of years now, so I appreciate the efforts of the township's engineer, township's attorney, and our administrator to get this over the finish line. This is something I'm surprised we hadn't had it before. It's an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, regarding sidewalks, roads, and roadway excavations, and amending Chapter 239, Streets and Sidewalks, of the Code of the Township of Clinton. And what this does is it allows the township to essentially have a five-year moratorium on road openings on newly paved roads. What we lacked was a mechanism for the engineer to send out a notification to residents along a stretch of road, including utilities, that said, we're about to pave your road. We're going to pave it in 3 to 6 months, whenever it is. You've got that much time to tie in if you want to connect to a natural gas line, if you want to do any road work, you got to do it now. If you don't, you can't do it for 5 years. If it's really urgent, then if you do it in 5 years, the engineer's going to make you repay it.
Yeah.
So, right.
So it would be more than they normally do, but otherwise the taxpayers are left out because the road's going to...
The engineer does his best to encourage... Or I should say discourage opening a road that's been recently paved, but there's no teeth in what we've got. So this is just those teeth.
But this is, I think a lot of other towns have this work.
Many.
Right? Many, yeah. I know the county talked about doing one, but never implemented as far as I understand, interestingly. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Because we make a big investment in roads.
It's
silly. We've made some other changes, too, in rural housing things, but that is the main change.
That was the impetus. We took the opportunity to clean up some things, I think is probably the better way to put it. All right, so in that case, may I have a motion to introduce the ordinance? Oh.
I have a question about that.
Sure.
Is there anything in that ordinance saying something about the fine that
I believe that there is
in there. I saw it.
What we'll do is this. We should be able to post that. Is it already posted, the ordinance, on the website?
It's printed.
Oh, you have it printed?
It'll have to be available. There's going to be a public hearing.
Okay.
And you can come back, and I would urge you to come back with a comment or question during the public hearing, so it's part of the record. The new ordinance has to be available at least 10 days prior.
But if she's got it now,
but she had it, right?
You can have it.
Yeah, okay, something.
And if she doesn't have it, we'll get it.
I want to hold it up.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
There you go.
But
more importantly,
you have another bite of the apple, because tonight,
okay.
We're just
introducing.
Introduction,
meaning literally putting out the ordinance so people can read it and have questions and comments, come back at the public hearing.
Thank you. So, on that note, may I have a motion to introduce?
I'll move.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Yes, second.
Thank you. Second. Roll call, please. We have,
yes, we
have. Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. And then, keep me honest.
December 7th.
December 8th or 7th?
7th.
For Harbor Day. Without objection, we'll set the public hearing, and sir, that would be when you can come and say, I love it, I hate it, whatever.
Or ask questions.
For December the 7th.
Yeah.
No objection? There it is. We'll have this one on for December the 7th. All right. Two late additions, the first being a best practices inventory survey. This is an annual exercise. All municipalities are required to undertake. It's essentially a survey of how the township operates and what it does based on state guidelines for certain criteria and how we perform. It's asking to make sure that we're doing things the way we're supposed to. For those, and I have a post-it note here for me. It's probably on the front page here. I don't know. I'll wing it. But We had it in the 34.5, you said?
35.5.
So we had a score of 35.5.
Yes.
And you need a 24, I believe it was, in order to not have any of your state aid withheld. So we're perfectly, we're well over. We'll get all our state aid. That's how, this is how the state encourages good behavior, if you will. So it is self-reporting, so that's, I think this is a, it's an annual exercise, and we do pretty well on it every year. And you've got the whole packet here if you have any questions.
One question I have. Question 39.
I may not have the answer.
I was going to send Bill a note, didn't have time. I don't think it changes anything because we've got to exceed that minimum, but the question is, do we own a sewage authority? There is a separate sewage authority. Does that count for purposes of this? Because they do have this public notice of residential payment stuff.
What was the number?
Number 31. I think we could take credit.
It's an odd phrase.
It's a very odd phrase.
Because authority
it's separate.
Always by definition
right.
separate.
Exactly. So
you have one that operates that you establish.
So maybe they have to do their own questionnaire.
Or if the question, if the question is really...
Since they have their own water and sewage.
All right, so no. So it doesn't say authority.
Oh.
The question is this:
do we own?
No. Well, yes. Do we have? Do we own? Let me rephrase it because it's not even do we own. I'll read it verbatim. Only answer not applicable if, which we did, if your municipality does not have its own water, sewer, or electric
we
service.
Own sewer can
we do not have our own. The town of Clinton would. They have a utility.
That's right. Right,
we have a separate.
Yeah.
No, we don't need a convey. We have a completely separate
authority. Separate instrument.
Yeah.
That was my question.
So that was accurately answered.
Okay.
So that was a no or an NA on that.
NA.
Mm-hmm. So So along the same lines with NA answers versus a no answer, I see you get zero for both. But is like an NA. Is there any NAs that...
We got a 1 for that. So,
well, for that particular one, the one I was looking at was number 47 on page 9. It talks about ethics, which is one of my favorite topics.
We do not have a municipal ethics.
Right. So NNA. So I'm just wondering, does that count? Like, how does that weigh a no versus an NA?
It says unscored.
Well, in this case, it's a 0.
Yeah, I see it's a 0, but is that like...
Well,
how do you know, like, is there something... If you put in an A versus a no, is it better to have it, like...
I don't know if there's a distinction.
Well, this one says it's an unscored survey, so I assumed it was just the state was gathering data.
This question, what Bill's saying, is anything that says unscored survey?
Yeah.
That is exactly what Councilman Glazer said. They're just collecting data. It doesn't matter. If you answer yes, it would be zero.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Notice
number 44, have public electric vehicle charging stations been installed on municipal property? And our answer is no.
That's the best practice.
Maybe next year we can have...
One of the things on my to-do list is to discuss the proposal that the Green Team has with the administrator, because I hope we have enough quotes.
I think he sent 2 over, didn't you?
Yeah, I think we have. That's what I said. I think we have enough quotes.
Oh, okay.
I just have to. Yeah. The acting administrator is out for a little over a week. I have to get to.
Okay. And to reiterate, you think that we can do it with just incentive program?
Yeah, right. No cost to the township. Okay. I don't think we made a motion, right? We're still in the motion.
And believe me, mine was nothing but a clarification.
I wasn't questioned.
I'll second.
I can't guarantee an answer or correct. All right.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilwoman Sweatler.
Yes.
Councilman Peckman.
Yes.
Yes. Last but not least, resolution appointing a part-time fire inspector, Charles. And I was thinking about his last name, I think, probably too much. Everybody has before them here at the dais, at least, that information on the part-time fire inspector. I think this is pretty standard and straightforward. We did, again, we had a vacancy in the fire marshal, one of the part-time fire inspectors is filling that role, and we also had a vacancy in the, at the same time,
right,
in the fire inspector.
Right.
We had two part-timers, so yeah. We're down bare bones, so he needs help. Yeah. Definitely needs help.
Yeah.
And this administrator close is recommended.
Unless you're afraid that part-time salary is kind of what we've been paying other guys. So.
Correct.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman
Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slutlick? Yes. Council President
Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. Very good. Thank you very much. We'll open the floor to public comment again. Come on. I'll need you to state your name, which we probably should have gotten last time, and your address.
Can I address more than one item?
You may address as many as you like. Typically, we have a 3-minute limit, but there's nobody else here, so you can go on.
Bill Traeger, 6 Cobblestone Lane, Annandale. I wasn't planning on saying anything about it, but it came up during the discussion about all of the diesel trucks along, like, Blossom Hill by the, I guess it's by the greenhouses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be wrong here, because I know they have a law like this in New York, but I think they passed one here in New Jersey, that there are time limits for diesel trucks to sit idle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but it's a pretty short period of time.
We have an ordinance on our books that the police can enforce regarding idling. So I think there the disconnect has to be that the police can't be everywhere at once.
Right.
So somebody has to report it so that the police will come out and write it.
Exactly.
Right. And we can probably, that's a very good point, because it made me think we can probably reinforce it with signage.
Couple of signs.
Yeah. You can probably reinforce it with signage.
Maybe send a notice to the people living along the road who are impacted by it that if there's a problem, they can notify the police.
Yeah, I've provided to some of them the non-emergency number so that they can have it to call. And I mean, some of these things occur in the middle of the night. You wouldn't even believe.
I believe anything.
Yeah, more commonly they get their. Yeah.
So it isn't only a noise issue, it becomes a health issue when you're dealing with diesel truck.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is a follow-up to the last meeting. Has there been any additional correspondence with Exxon about any activity they're planning or any activity
The only correspondence that I've had with them is I shared with them the link to the audio once it was posted from the meeting prior.
Okay.
I got a thank you back, and I haven't heard anything since.
Okay. Third thing is I've recently taken an interest in the council's proceedings, so I went back up a couple of meetings, and this is just personal courtesy. There was something that came up where there was some kind of a redevelopment plan.
Yes.
For properties along Grey Rock and Fairview.
Correct.
And there were special considerations that allowed the council to do that.
Yes.
What kind of redevelopment plan, what types of redevelopment plans, given the zoning for the area and everything else, would be under consideration for those areas?
For sure, for part of it, housing, because we've got part of it in our affordable housing plan. But I don't know, honestly. It's correct. So the process works in this manner, and we used it to good effect for what used to be called the old municipal building on West Street there in Annandale.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is that first, the council asks the planning board to look into it. Does this area really need redevelopment? And I think we did that with this case, and it was clearly yes. Mm-hmm. And then if the planning board says yes, and the planner presents a report and they say yes, then we designate it as an area that needs it. That's what we've done now. The next step is for the planner to start to draft a redevelopment plan. In the case of the old municipal building, we ended up with a plan that raised or demolished most of it, kept the historic old part of the building, put a residential unit up top, a deli or some type of restaurant on the first floor, and then in the new building to be constructed in the back, 10 units maybe?
Yeah,
something like that, apartments. So what's nice about a redevelopment area is, in addition to being able to provide some tax incentives for redevelopment, we're also able to construct the zoning however we want and however makes the most sense and is most effective to get something done. So that's still not decided yet. And then as that progresses, as the planner puts the plan together, there'll be future opportunity for public input.
Well, yes, it'll have to be, it's not just the planner, there's the entire planning board that's been asked to do the plan itself. So there'll be proceedings in front of the planning board as they come up, and you know, the plan, they're usually then that's going to have to come here for the council to adopt. And very similar to the ordinance, the road opening moratorium ordinance, it's a three-step process. So first it'll get introduced, then there'll be a period of time, and then there'll be a public hearing before the council decides whether or not to adopt the plan as presented. They can send it back to the planning board for changes based on what we get from the public. And as the mayor indicated, with a normal zoning ordinance, it's fairly broad brush, and it's kind of, you know, one instrument, and you can't tailor it to specific properties. Whereas a redevelopment plan can be much more prescriptive and detailed, right down to how a building is supposed to look and be designed. It is at the option of the governing body. It doesn't have to be that way. But
it could be that way.
But it can be, unlike with zoning. And so it really enables a municipality to look at that entire area and really kind of tailor what it wants for that specific area and, you know, how it wants it to look. So,
and we'll probably have to take into consideration the lack of sewer and water availability. General.
Okay.
So that's going to be...
Yeah, and there's all sorts of constraints.
Sure.
I mean, access and the topography and the said, lack of, you know, public sewer and water. It is a constrained area, which is probably why it even qualifies for this designation. Right now, all that's happening is the designation, which then sets the stage for the redevelopment plan, which is what's going to really have the most impact.
And so, okay.
So is that one of the tracks that was identified as possible space to put some of the affordable housing, or is that independent of that original affordable housing plan, which included the roofing
property? That'll get, we revised the plan in the last year or two, and that'll get a few units. It's a percentage of whatever market rate you have, but some of the obligation we have will be put there. I think it's 7 or 8 total.
Six, seven.
Yeah, I think
four,
two,
two,
four.
That will actually fulfill part of the requirement that the township can actually agree to,
correct,
even though it's 8 units.
Correct.
Okay, that's cool.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
And while you're at it, I'm going to provide an update on that because my mind's been so full. The administrator informed me today he has a couple of quotes to clean up the corner property there.
Oh, indeed.
That's opposite the shanty shop.
Yes.
So
it costs.
Yeah. That's going to be not inexpensive, but then it'll get added back on to the need.
Okay, so the township has to step in.
Yeah.
People will rejoice.
Step by step.
Yeah, that's good news, Brian.
Thank you very much. Anything else? Put him on the spot, right?
Yeah. Mario Caballero, 10 Canterbury Lane. Just wanted to thank the council and the mayor for all the support this past year for the green team. I think it's great that we were able to achieve sustainable jersey certification. And just one question on that self-assessment that the township did. Were there any activities or any actions that we are not doing today that we feel we should be doing?
On the best practices?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you. Councilman Swetlick noted the...
EV charging station, there's one that having protocols or requiring electric vehicles, which we discussed at the finance committee on and off. So there's maybe a couple... not so many focus on there. Most of them are like sort of, I'll call them pure governance, like it's available online and having policies and procedures around procurement and qualified people and
not having confirming purchase orders that are issued after a purchase is done, that sort of thing.
Yeah, finance practices are a big part of it.
Our score, I think, has gone up over the years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I saw that's under the environmental.
Yeah, there's like 2 or 3 in the same area. Like the page before, there's the one on EV vehicles, I think, like EV vehicle policy. Because I circled them to keep in mind as we do the budget. I said, well, we'll talk about them.
Okay.
at least.
Yeah.
We'll keep them.
But you're welcome to look at it.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. And thank you again for everything that you and all the volunteers have done.
Wonderful accomplishment.
Phenomenal job.
A lot of work.
That's what we're going to do.
That's exactly what we're going to do. I don't believe anyone from the Green Team is going to be able to make it, so you and I will represent. Sure. I know how that is. Okay. Any other comments from the public? And if not, Councilman Glazer has something he's been dying to say.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Slowick?
Yes. Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor
Hobbs? Yes. Okay. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you all for turning out. Thank you very much.
Marion, you want this?
I knew you were going to read that.
Easy read.